Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
All right, we're back with more right here as Austin puts a piece of pizza in his face. Joe is out doing something else, so that leaves me alone in the studio. And you're not going to talk with your mouth full, Austin. Your
nope.
mother told you not to. Did
it's
you swallow that fast?
I did.
Oh, boy.
It's sliced on Broadway, Bob. It's that good.
It's that
great
good.
Great pizza.
It goes down
we
easy.
Love getting it every
yes,
Wednesday.
Indeed. Yeah, we were talking about some new developing things, and one of them is LC Greenwood. For those of you driving around hadn't heard this, it's about time. Or is that Lizzo's song? It's about damn time. You know, that song.
That, yeah, Lizzo.
It is for LC Greenwood. He's a finalist in the seniors category. Kenny Anderson and Roger Craig are up against him. All three good choices. But as Joe said, nobody's ever had four sacks in a Super Bowl. I hardly believe you'll ever see that again. But that's exactly what he is. So that's certainly good news for him. And Matt Sieg has decided not to go to Penn State. We knew that. He decommitted not to go to Pitt, which I thought he was interested in Pitt, not to go to Notre Dame. Instead, he's going to Rich Rodriguez and West Virginia. So those are the two.
Bob, you tried to steal the show.
No, you weren't here, and he stuffed his face, and I had nowhere to go.
Limits, did you leave to eat pizza?
I told him.
You were here to bring us back from break?
No, I brought
us
back.
Here,
I was just eating a piece of pizza.
But then as soon as all of a sudden a big... You should have seen the amount of pizza he had in his mouth. I told him, your mother would not want you to talk this way, so don't talk.
He seemed very hungry today. Is the big boy ready yet or no?
So the big boy will be here in studio in 5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
what a treat
about
for
that?
Us, Bob, huh?
Yeah.
What
well,
were you talking
seven
about?
7 minutes because he's going to go into that pizza area and probably
well,
be there for
7 hours. what were you talking about?
No, I just was updating people on some of the stuff with the Greenwood and the Matt Sieg thing. That's all. Just saying, if you missed this, these are the two big headlines of the day so far.
Well, yes, that and Lane Kiffin. Big surprise that his players now accuse him of lying. He came out in his press conference the other day and said, the players wanted me to stay. Now you have players on social media saying, what? That wasn't the meeting I was at that we wanted him to stay. What a shocker. This is Urban Liar II, isn't it?
But they all do that. I go back to my time when I was doing Coach's Corners luncheons. We had Todd Graham. On the same day, he later got on a plane with his wife and posted it going out to Arizona. And on that same day, he was talking about his allegiance to Pitt and come on, we're going to do blah, blah, blah. And then that night, he was on a plane. That really bothered
that
me.
Night,
that night, that really, really bothered me.
Well, he's no different than the rest of them. Just because Paul Chryst does it in a nicer way didn't make him any different. Everybody, all these guys that many, many decades ago, colleges, university presidents decided to sell their souls to the almighty coach. This is what you have a guy here who literally believes, and I think Lane Kiffin really believes this, that he should have been allowed to coach Ole Miss while he was LSU's head coach.
Same conference. That's a no-no, and it would never go.
Yeah, but they're letting the offensive coordinator stay now. Isn't the same thing true of that, Bob?
Yes, it probably is. But
I mean, it's not the same thing, but you're still allowing a guy who's going to recruit for LSU. He's in your offices every day now around your players.
Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't do it. But the funny thing is, it's in that constitution where the college football committee can look at a team differently if it makes a change to its head coach.
I don't think that's fair.
But they didn't. And the good thing was Ole Miss is still ranked where they were. And
yeah, I don't think that's fair.
So Ole Miss is going to get in. You can't penalize the players for this.
Does this – go ahead, Bob.
No, I'm just saying. But that is one of their things they could do if they see – and I think they did that with – was it Jordan Travis, the quarterback of Florida State, who he wasn't available to play. And even though they thought, and many people thought they had a place in that college football hall, tournament, they said, nah, I don't think it's going to be worth having you.
So let me ask you both a question. Does this make you more inclined to root for LSU or root against? I'm sorry. Ole Miss. Root for Ole Miss.
I want to see Ole Miss do well.
I want to see Ole Miss do well now.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, Lane Kiffin is a polarizing figure who is easy to root against. I definitely hope that
LSU
Ole Miss
gets
well.
A few of those kind of guys. You know, I mean, Brian Kelly had the same exact thing. It's one of those. You see him, and you say, I don't want him to win.
Yeah, I mean, he's a very unlikable figure.
How about Brian Kelly going to Penn State? Austin, would you settle for that?
Wait, you're saying
They have. Where are they going to go now? You're going to Brian Daboll?
What?
All due respect. Well, apparently they're interested in him.
When did that come up?
I mean, they might be interested. They're probably interested in you and I to coach the team at this point, Bob. But
well, that's what I'm saying. Where do they go?
That.
He has a kid who goes to Penn State, right?
Yeah. Brian Daboll. See headlines to that effect?
No, I'm saying there's scuttlebutt about all these
names. I'd go after Bruce Arians if I was them, if I was going to go that route.
Bring in Mark Caballi. He's here.
Bring in Mark Caballi as their new coach.
Hire Terry Smith for 1 year and reassess.
By the way, real quickly, the Notre Dame situation with the college football playoff, they're suddenly not in a very good spot, Bob. They need other teams to lose in order to get in. That's what I'm reading here. Right?
Well, Notre Dame and Miami both are done with their schedules.
According to the Athletic,
they both have 10-2 records, and Miami beat Penn State. I'm sorry, we're talking about Notre Dame. What are we talking about, Notre Dame?
Yes.
Notre Dame lost to Miami. So the head-to-head is in favor of Miami. Both have the same record. Miami has better numbers all the way around them than Notre Dame, and yet I bet Notre Dame will get in and Miami won't.
Well, Notre Dame is not in a very good situation. That's the
better
story today. Well, maybe better than Miami, but they need Texas Tech to beat BYU in the Big 12 championship game, and they might need another result. I think Georgia to beat Alabama. I thought that Notre Dame was going to be given a clear slide right into the college football playoff. They look to be screwed to me, Bob.
Well, it depends on what you think about this subjectively, and I will say this also. There's a very good chance that the ACC will have no representatives in the college football playoff. If Duke wins that championship game over Virginia, there is no way that this committee will put Duke in.
I'm not sure I have a problem with that.
I don't either, but a lot of people would. Say, well, they're conference champions. It's one of them. I don't think. Duke's not ranked, and they're not going to move ahead of all these teams. Well, hello, Mark. How are you?
Yeah, let's get to the big boy here.
What's up, fellas?
He's got an Iron City beer cap. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
That's good to hear. Mark Caballi brought to you by IC Light. Wait, you had a big statement yesterday about something, and I had it written down, and now
I can't find it.
What did you say?
I said, if you think he made that up, you're crazy.
There's stories bigger than this. There's the future of Mike Tomlin and things like
What else are you taking notes of what I said yesterday?
Something about Tomlin's future, something about art. Now I can't remember. Wow. Well, how were you quoted? What did you say?
It was Caballi saying that Mike Tomlin is close to losing the locker room.
Please expound upon that.
I'll say close to losing the locker room.
Thank you.
I don't even know what losing the locker room means, really, by definition.
Then why did you say it?
Well, because people understand what those words mean, I think.
But What did you mean?
What I mean is you're getting to the point where the losses and how they're stacking up and how they're performing and some of the decisions maybe, not like the fact that, you know, they're not doing their job or anything like that. I'm thinking maybe more like, Pat Freiermuth should be playing more. He's not playing more. Jalen Warren should be playing more. they're not playing more.
Patrick Queen questioning the scheme.
Yes, yeah, so you got scheme questions. And all of a sudden, you got a lot of veteran guys around here who've been somewhere else before. And we saw this last year with Queen, Elliott. We're seeing it maybe this year with some guys coming in here and thinking, this is a little different than what I was anticipating.
Do you think Rodgers is among them?
He might be questioning it, but he's not going to outwardly question. That's
the way. About that? He still has a lot of McAfee shows left.
Yeah. I just don't think that he's willing to go down that route yet, but I would imagine he's thinking, man, this is kind of interesting. That I'm shocked myself. I don't know about you guys, that the post-game quote of saying, pretty much saying some guys aren't showing up to film sessions.
That too, yeah.
I mean, what are we talking about?
Well, why did he say it?
Well, I'm guessing it's true.
Yeah.
But who did you think he was talking about?
Who did you think he was talking about?
Because he followed up with John.
Yes, that's what I thought it was,
he said, we're on the same page. And so immediately after he says that, he goes to a play that he knew that he called one way and John R. Smith called it another.
Yeah, so.
Well, what's the vibe from guys that you know, guys you talk to every day?
They're frustrated.
With the coaches?
I don't know about they don't want to go down that route, but you could see.
They did go down that route. Well, Patrick Queen went on the record.
The guys who, than some of the newer guys. That's why Patrick Queen is very vocal. He wears the emotions on the sleeve. He did it last year. He does it in the off season. He's one of the very few that still do that. So I don't think he comes out and just says this is the coaching issues, but he always puts it on himself as well. But there's always that underlining theme of this is just kind of not what I was expecting to see here. And that's been a couple years now that I've noticed that. But if they're having film sessions and certain people don't show up, maybe he just meant, get together film sessions that don't show up. If not, that's a detriment to the coaching, right? Shouldn't he be like, what are we doing here? Are we letting this guy get away with not showing up to film sessions? That's crazy. I'm surprised it didn't get more play than it did, but everybody wanted to fire Tomlin, so I guess we skipped over that.
Bob, would you like to grill Kabali?
No, I would. I just found that whole thing very damning to Jonnu Smith. My read on that, I mean, he did it, as we're watching it live on our postgame show, I'm thinking, boy, that sounds like a guy who just threw somebody under the bus, which, right? That's what it sounds like to me.
Honestly, somebody needs to be thrown under the bus.
But I'm saying,
nobody wants to step up and do it. I'm like, I commend the guy for actually, showing that type of fortitude to stay out there and say, this is not acceptable, man. Somebody needs to do it.
Would you? Go ahead.
Go ahead, Bob.
No, I was going to follow that by saying, speaking of taking over, how about Aaron Rodgers calling more of his own plays and doing what Ben Roethlisberger has seemed to suggest that, I'm the quarterback. I'm going to call what I think fits.
Yeah. I mean, he's made it known from the day when he got here that that's not his personality. It should be.
Maybe. Oh, really? Go ask the guys in Green. I'm not saying it to you. I'm saying it to him is go talk to the guys in Green Bay. Yeah. He would say he would be liable to what he has a right to do. Yeah. He's
I
been
think
around
so
forever.
Too. He would know more. I would defer to him more than anybody. I mean, he's the guy who's been quarterbacking for 21 years.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Ben's final year, they stunk for three quarters until they got to the fourth quarter and he says, I'm taking over. And all of a sudden they start playing well in every single game down the stretch that year. I don't know how that goes about. I don't know how you approach that. I mean, if you're Aaron Rodgers, I think the last thing you want to do right now is go out with another black eye on your resume of being that difficult to work with. I don't know if that would play into it or not, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's the Arthur Smith offense and those two get together and
the offense stinks.
Yeah, the defense stinks. The coaching stinks.
Yes. All of that. Is Mike Tomlin going to be the coach of this team next year?
I think so, yeah. I think next year might be that year where you start questioning after the season.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm a firm believer that you get through 26 with Tomlin, and he'll go into that lame duck year of 27, and Art would not want to extend him through that. So at that point, you're just like,
Mark, this is coming to a head. This is coming to a head.
Oh, I agree with you.
I mean, suppose this gets uglier, and Tomlin chance spread like the Fire Canada chance.
The problem is, what if they win a couple games? Then all of a sudden, all is perfect? I'm just suggesting
that.
No,
but that would certainly put things
at
bay.
It would silence it, temporarily.
Will it, though?
Well, I mean, not totally. You're always going to have people who...
No, it seemed like... The last 2 weeks, it took a turn for
The question is, what if they don't?
Yeah.
Are we going to have an NFL draft with 500,000 people chanting and the Steelers being humiliated? And plus, let me read you what Dulac wrote in his chat. Right. You know, Art and the people, I think he's talking about, who have money in this team, they're not stupid. They see what's happening, he says. And what really gets their attention is empty seats, opposing fans invading the stadium, and discontent from the fans who are there. So do you want to watch that for another year?
That was Sunday.
Yeah.
It wasn't even as bad as when Green Bay was here.
Or San Francisco last year. I mean, opener. Just all of this. Yeah. I don't know if you have another year to wait and watch.
I don't know if that affects the bottom line, all that stuff you said right there, because most of their money's through the TV. But it does affect them with the public views of them, or with the world, or the NFL views of him. I'm sure Art does not like having opposing fans and empty seats there. I mean, they've never really had a season where they were eliminated before, the end of the season. There's always been something to play for. They lose this game, Joe, and we know the Steelers fans don't like to show up to Monday night games.
Yeah,
we know they're playing not a very good Miami team. There's going to be a lot of empty seats, because you know why? If they lose this game and go into that Miami game, you're not going to get Miami people coming to Pittsburgh in December.
Right. So you're going to get nobody.
A lot of empty.
And the ones who are there are going to be ready if they don't start the game chanting.
This is extremely important.
That's A. And B, the bad Miami team you talk of may very well go into that game with a chance to tie the Steelers with a win.
They're 5-7 right now.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not selling your tickets if you're Pittsburgh fans to Miami people. They're not coming here. I don't even know if there are Miami fans, are there?
Some. That's why it just feels, Bob and Mark, like it's a really, really huge game in Mike Tomlin's 19-year tenure, because things are just going to get ugly. They've turned ugly, and they're going to get uglier if they go into that Monday night game.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you win, and then, like you said, that doesn't necessarily mean everything goes away, but it does for a little while. Yeah. If they win again on Monday night, it's going to be a very different atmosphere if they go into Baltimore and win. It's a huge, huge game for him and for them, and maybe for the future, I think.
Yeah, not only do they have to win, I think they have to play better. I mean, they just can't crack
their they have
to
do what Cincinnati did to them. Go down there and win impressively to the point where you're saying, what's wrong with the Ravens? People are already asking that question.
I think I'd take a win as a 6.5-point underdog.
If you win that way,
yeah,
because Cincinnati was a 5.5-point underdog. They went down there and it's pretty amazing pretty amazing the difference. And I'm not saying that this would have changed their ills, but Joe Burrow this year is 3-0 when he plays. Their offense scores a lot, and their defense responds. They play better defense. The numbers bear that out. When Flacco or Browning, it's 1-8. They give up a ton more yards, and so to me, the thing is just the yardage difference. How does that defense change with one quarterback versus others?
It looked to me in Baltimore like they had either different guys or guys playing better. You're right. I don't know if that has anything to do with Burrow.
Well, his presence must be something, because I wrote these down yesterday, and I'll just, since I'm on this topic, I'll tell you about them because I thought it was stunning. With Joe Burrow, they're 3-0. Their point differential margin is plus 23. Their turnover margin is plus 5. With Flacco Browning, they're 1-8, and that only win came against the Steelers.
Yes, it did.
Point margin minus 117. Turnover margin minus 8. How is it possible that one player can do that? But it seems to me that they do play better defensively when Joe Burrow's on their team.
Could be.
I'm still skeptical of that defense. Very skeptical.
I am too, but the numbers speak that...
Meanwhile, what happened with Darius Slay? Whose fault is that debacle?
For them for signing him in the first place.
No, you know.
For sure.
First of all, it was a one-year deal, so you can't.
$10 million.
But what I'm saying is, imagine if it was a three-year deal.
Here's my question to you on that one. Well, that's true. You can get out of that. But my point is, if he decided that he didn't want to be part of this anymore, which could have been the case, he didn't like being healthy scratch. I know that. If it's on him, does he owe money back to them? How does that work?
No, he just doesn't get paid for the...
No, I think there's something else. There's a signing bonus if you decide to leave or if it's your point. I don't know if this is true or not, but if it is, you know...
Typically, I mean, if that's the case, I don't even know. I mean, it's just a one-year guaranteed contract, basically, once you get through that second week of the season. So I don't think he would have to give anything back whatsoever. He just gets paid, whatever, 5 game checks light of what he would...
It was a disaster. Whose fault is it, Tomlin or Omar?
It's not Omar's fault, because Omar's not going to go out and say, hey, I think we need Darius Slay.
Okay.
He's like, hey, we could get Darius Slay. You want him? Yeah. It's not only that, is how they talked him up. You thought he was like Deion Sanders in his prime.
Well, he talked everybody off on defense.
So somebody was misguided in their evaluation of the man.
Correct.
I'll say. Kind of like Patrick Peterson.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, at that time, you're just taking a little bit of a swing right there with him, but I don't know. I don't blame Omar. Like I said, he probably did what he could do.
Well, what does Omar do then?
He probably presents opportunities to the scouts or Tomlin, saying, hey, I could get this. Hey, do you want me to look into this? Or maybe the coaching staff says, hey, you think we can get Slay? And then Omar works his magic.
That's not
to
really much
get
of
in
a
there.
Much of a GM, is it?
Well, he's
I'll do what the coaches say.
Well, if he goes out there and be able to manipulate deals to get the people that they want, he's not your typical GM of saying putting together the roster. We all know that, right?
Yeah, so, for sure.
Which is fine. That's why they brought in Andy Weidel too. I mean, Omar knows he's where
he is. I know, but
is.
They also brought in Darius Slay and Patrick Peterson and Patrick Queen and DK Metcalf and Allen Robinson. It's not going real well.
Van Jefferson.
The foundation of this problem is when you don't draft well in those specific areas, you're forced to go out and do something. And that's the problem. And it's happened with wide receivers of late. Pittsburgh used to be very good at finding those guys, and they haven't done so recently. And the same is true of cornerbacks. They haven't really found a lot of really star cornerbacks, which has led to all these guys coming in.
Yeah, cornerbacks are – you have to be – to get one of those good ones, you have to be like quarterback range, right? Have one of those 6-11 seasons, one of those 5-12 seasons to be high up to guarantee you're going to get yourself a good cornerback. And they're so expensive in free agency. They don't come free very much. Look how much – the Colts gave up just to get Sauce Gardner. They give up 2-3
And that hasn't been
picks.
So good for them lately.
Well, he got hurt.
I know, but even when he was before that, he wasn't there. They were giving up plays at his side.
I think the biggest thing with this team right now is their lack of physicality, man. When do you ever see a Steeler team get pushed around?
Yeah.
They have a defensive lineman who complained he was physically abused by the opposing quarterback.
I mean, I give him the benefit of the doubt.
You do?
I just say he was frustrated. That's all.
Can you imagine James Harrison or Joe Green saying, the quarterback need me? That's why I was upset?
Yeah, he was just – I mean, sometimes you get frustrated and you say things and you're probably like, darn, why'd I say that?
He seems to be doing a lot of that the last six months.
That's the way I would view it as.
I'd view it as the whole defensive line is getting pushed around.
Oh, yeah. A lot of that scheme-wise, too, man.
Who's calling you?
Derek Harmon was a good player for them. He got injured, and they don't really have much else up there.
Bechtold? He's sitting right there.
No, he tweeted something, and something popped up on my Twitter.
I thought he texted you.
No, I tweeted what Mark said, that one of the big problems with the Steelers is their lack of physicality.
Did you pony it up a little bit?
No, Mark, you can look at it. That's what you said, right?
You too. Well, let's get to this.
Mark Cavalli thinks one of the biggest problems with the Steelers is their lack of physicality. Quote, they're getting pushed around.
Yes. There's a lot of friction, Bob, between the big boy and, the little guy, Austin back there.
Yeah.
Because Austin burst into the room last week and ripped Cabali saying, does it hurt carrying all that water for
that
Mason?
That was an unprovoked attack.
Yes,
he came right in
Yeah.
Well, that carried over from the week prior with Mark always in my mentions and texting me when things go wrong with teams that I root for.
Well, let's address that because there's a lot of tension in here. It reminds me of when Ron stopped talking to Bob. And so we would have to stand in here.
I do remember that.
During breaks.
Why was that, Bob? Because you...
I don't know why.
Yes, you do, Bob.
I think I know
why. Ron blamed you for him not going on the nightly sports call anymore.
But it wasn't my call.
I know it wasn't, but he thought it was.
I used to love having Ron and Gene Collier on. I thought Gene Collier had a very different kind of personality that I think was good.
Until people call up and start ripping on him, and Gene would get really mad.
Right. See, we pushed him over the ledge when someone called him George Washington. That's when, or Martha Washington.
Somebody called him Bernie Sanders once in the Steelers locker room.
They did.
I didn't insult Bob.
Let's not bury the lead here.
I didn't insult Bob.
The great Ryan Harris once said, hey, look, it's Bernie Sanders.
Let's not bury the lead. You and Limits have an issue.
Yeah,
let's have it out right here.
I think we should fight.
Bob, you and I are therapists now. Does somebody need to talk?
Oh, we're doing this right now?
Yeah.
I thought you might be going to break or something.
No, we can do it now.
Tell him. Tell him your thoughts
and
feelings.
You know what, Austin? I don't have any beef with him.
I don't have any beef with him either. We're just having fun.
No,
we're just two friends going back and forth throwing jabs at each other.
He has some interesting takes.
As two?
Drew Aller?
No.
Mark and I actually agree about Drew Aller.
Okay. You clearly disagree on Mason Rudolph. I'm going to ask you next.
Mason's a star.
Star? You mean like a two-star recruiting prospect signing day?
We're not talking about Penn State now here. We're talking about the Steelers.
No, they actually didn't sign anybody
today.
Listen,
if it were up to you, and I'm not so sure you'd be wrong if you said yes, does a healthy Mason Rudolph give them a better chance to beat the Ravens than an injured Aaron Rodgers?
Probably, yeah. If you're talking about injured.
This Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Today, this week, in 4 days,
yes.
Whatever.
Who gives you a better chance to win right now?
If that's probably, I would say Mason. A full week of practice.
Now you have a headline, Bechtold.
If
don't pony it up.
Hey, don't pony it up. Make sure you say if he's injured.
The Rodgers that we saw the other day I imagine it hasn't changed that much. I don't think three fractures in your wrist get any better over 72 hours. This Aaron Rodgers and this Mason Rudolph.
The thing is, I think in the pistol and the shotgun, them running it really hurt them more than they let on. So if he can't get under center, I think that's an issue.
Bob, you agree?
I agree with that, yes. I think that you have to have all parts of your offensive playbook available to you, and that would include going under center and doing some play action that way.
But, man, if Aaron just had some help around him and he was a little bit healthier, he still got it between the ears. He knows exactly what's going on. He still has the arm talent enough to make the plays. I just don't think they're surrounding him with enough help right now.
Let's talk about that. Coming up next, Mark Cabali in studio. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. It's 11:38. Time to check out 9 Yards Golf Lounge, now open at the Clock Northway.
It's a good
Ross
place
Township.
To go if you want to hit golf balls, Joe. I know you have your place. That's my place. It's a really good place. And it's the only time we can play golf, Joe. Indoors.
Bob,
nice
let's
facility.
Go to Florida and play golf, shall we?
I have a lot of contacts there. If you want to tell me what you want to do, date-wise, I'll see what I can line up.
This weekend. All right, yeah, FanDuel.
Ron Cook could, yeah,
he
could
host
run the,
us.
No, he wouldn't do that. But what he could do is he can drive the beer cart.
And drink in it.
And drink in it. In it.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mark Cabali in studio till the top of the hour and probably a few minutes after. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. The big boy, I think, wants to talk about Mike Tomlin's answer yesterday when a mystery guest asked him about the fire Tomlin chance. First, I'll tell you, Dr. Cabali, brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. Happy with your current sports uniform? Unhappy with limits? What is this supposed to read? Unhappy with your current sports? Right?
I guess. I gave you what was given to me.
It should say unhappy with your current sports uniform provider? Give Keystone Custom Apparel a try in 2026. Instead, it says happy with your current sports uniform provider. If they were happy, then why would they go to Keystone Custom
Apparel? Because they could be happier with Keystone Custom Apparel.
Unbelievable.
They made the pony t-shirts. Remember the wanted for bad sports opinions?
It's an unbelievable place. So if you're unhappy with your current sports uniform provider, or maybe even if you are, give Keystone Custom Apparel a try. Do you think, Big Boy, that he's sabotaging this?
I think so. He's going after your job.
Joe, exactly. I like the people at Keystone Custom Apparel.
Right.
Why would I give them a bad read?
Bob,
I just copied
what, do you make
what was
of this?
There.
I think he wants
sabotage.
My job.
I think he wants your job.
I think he wants a seat in this table.
This is going to be the intern Dom and Limits show here in about a year if he has his way. All right. Do we have the mystery guest yesterday asking Tomlin that question?
Mike, you talk a lot about frustration, and you have said you understand the fans' frustration. What is it like for you personally when they're calling for you to go?
You know, in general, I agree with them. And from this perspective, football is our game. We're in the sport entertainment business. And so if you root for the Steelers, entertaining them is winning. And so when you're not winning, it's not entertaining. And if you've been in this business, you understand that. And so I respect it. I share frustrations. I understand what makes this thing go. And winning is what makes this thing go.
Big Boy, your thoughts?
I don't think he answered. He answered the wrong question there. I think he answered about frustration. And at some point, you know, I'm frustrated too, so I share your sentiments. If that's what it is, it made sense. If he was talking about what's it like people calling for your job, not so much the words, but maybe I'm reading too much into this. That little grin, that little smirk, like, yeah, I'm losing my job. Okay. I thought it was a little bit of patronizing.
I didn't see it. I only heard it.
That's how it came across to me. It's like, I'm not losing my job.
I think he was going to avoid that part of it. Yeah. But he then talked about just the frustration level of fans. And he used it in that context, which was a good answer, actually. But
if he does feel, Bob, like he's not going to lose his job, who could blame him?
Yeah, I mean, he's had it for a long time. I mean,
look at him. He's saying, okay, things haven't gone as planned, but we're 6-6 and still have a chance to win the division title. And you want to fire me? That's what I would think that he's going through his mind.
I think a lot of coaches probably feel that way. I was talking to a friend of mine who lives down in Baltimore, and the heat on Harbaugh has been there similarly, you know, because they haven't done a lot with Lamar Jackson as their quarterback in the postseason. It's the same narrative, really. If you listen to their media down there and the people call into their shows, it's just the way it is. All these coaches, I've often said that, like Harbaugh and Mike and Mike McCarthy and who else? Sean Payton. They're all the same kind of, you know, resumes. Pick one. If you had a blind pick, who is it? It could be the same person. Just hard to win. But at least in their case, they've had a two-time MVP as their quarterback, and of all the positions you need to hit on, they've hit on that position, and yet they haven't had the success for it. So both, you're always going to hear criticism, just the way it is.
Yeah, but at least he has an excuse, Harbaugh. I mean,
what's his excuse?
The quarterback's nowhere near being healthy.
I'm talking about when they had healthy Lamar, two-time MVP of the league, and yet they didn't go far in the playoffs.
Well, they have won a playoff game in three of the last five seasons.
I understand that,
and went to an AFC title
game.
That's a lot different than here.
I understand that, but when you have a guy like that, your expectations should be higher. If you had a two-time MVP here in Pittsburgh, and that's one of the things about Mike Tomlin's career. He had Ben Roethlisberger for all those years, and they never end up getting deeper in the postseason.
Because they didn't identify a quarterback like the Ravens did Lamar, so credit to them for that, too, getting him and then
developing
him.
And they had a chance,
him.
By the way, too. The Steelers could have drafted Lamar. He was in the first round. Now, who did they pick that year, Mark? They picked somebody other than him. And, you know, you
TJ
never –
TJ Watt. No.
Oh? Let me find out. What year was that?
I don't remember, Bob.
I'll find out.
Are the Steelers going to win this weekend?
I don't think so. I would never pick them. They might win, but I would never pick them.
You seen the Ravens play lately?
Yeah, the Ravens have stunk for the past 5 weeks, 6 weeks. I mean, it just finally caught up to him against Cincinnati, where that game should have been a lot worse than what it was, but they haven't played well whatsoever. You think about Baltimore. Do you remember back in the summer and the spring? They just was bringing big names after big names after big names, and you're like, how in the world is anybody going to compete with these guys? So they have to be upset in Baltimore of how this has turned out.
And the answer is Terrell Edmonds. Same year that the Steelers picked him, Lamar Jackson, I think, was on the board.
Four picks earlier. They took Terrell Edmonds.
In 2018, everybody knew we're getting to the end of Ben's regime here, right? Ben, time in Pittsburgh. They could have made that play, but they chose Terrell Edmonds.
What is wrong with their analysis of defensive backs? They take Terrell Edmonds, four picks before Lamar Jackson.
Just go all the way back to the Curtis Browns and the they traded for the Justin Gilbert. You remember that one?
Yes.
I mean,
how about the guy who never played here?
Cortez Allen, and they gave him some money.
Who was the guy who was a second-round pick? He never played here because he was always injured.
Senquez Golson.
Senquez Golson.
Yes.
By the way, was that the best ever draft for quarterbacks?
18?
I mean, 83. We obviously know there's a documentary on it, but I'll say this. Baker Mayfield, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson.
Yeah,
Sam Darnold.
You feel bad for the guy that got Josh Rosen. Is he in that one?
Yeah, and Mason Rudolph, Bob. That clinches it. The Steelers had a first-round grade on him. Do you remember?
But they could have had Lamar. I remember.
According to Kabali, he's better than all the others combined from that draft. Josh Allen, Lamar, and Baker.
Baker's the guy who was available. That's the other part of this. If you don't draft well, there were obvious guys out there who could have been signed, and they didn't want to. You know, but the guys like Baker. Baker was available
with,
for everyone.
With Baker, there's about six teams that decided not to sign on him.
From the
Rams to the Panthers to the Browns.
How does this play out next year? Hold on one sec. Cloudy today, high of 33. Frenchie Fuqua, a low of 27. Glenn Edwards, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Before I ask you about the quarterback playing out, LC Greenwood down to a cast of three. With Roger Craig and Ken Anderson, does he finally get in posthumously?
See, this was LC Greenwood's before my time. So I've obviously never seen him play live. I just know the stats. But those other two guys, or especially Roger Craig, was during my heyday.
Hold on, I'm sorry to interrupt.
That's Jim Kernelberg.
Who's that guy behind you, Limits? Jim Colony?
Jim Colony is here.
Just walks in and munches on
pizza. He smelled the pizza all the way from where he was, and
he
decided to make that drive.
Come on in, Jim. Say hello.
Go ahead,
Jim.
What do you think retired guys do, Joe? They smell free pizza and they go after it.
This is going to be you. It's going to be you in 5 to 10 years.
Maybe sooner. He's just wandering around, picking up pizza, checking the schedule. What is he doing?
It's free pizza. Jimbo's going to be here.
Hi, Jim.
Did I have to hit my microphone?
Yeah. It's on.
Yes, Ron.
It's on.
Okay.
I got it.
Well, I don't know.
Okay, Ron.
everything good?
Yeah, I'm good. Well, I'm in because I haven't done. I was in with Jeff the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So I was able to log on with his stuff. But the last time I had to log on by myself was what, last March?
You're going
to
be on during the holidays here?
I'll be on Saturday from 9 to 11, the Pont pregame show.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Are you on this Saturday? Yeah.
Do you miss Kabali? Did you guys have any sort of meaningful relationship?
Jimbo is very interesting follow on social media.
No, I don't really do much of anything anymore. Oh, on Facebook every now and again I do. I haven't posted anything incendiary, but I'm thinking about it because it's been a while. I don't do much on Twitter anymore. Mm. I think like the last thing I did on Twitter was after I watched Cincinnati. Wait a minute. No, the Jets. They were playing a game against Cincinnati the week after the Steelers, and it was very similar in terms of nobody could stop anybody. And yet somehow at the end of the game, the Jets actually did what the Steelers' defense failed to do the week before. And then, of course, we've seen many failures from the Steelers' defense lately.
All right. Now that you're here, all five of us get to pick this.
Oh, boy.
The 2026 opening day Steelers quarterback. I'll go first.
I'll
then
pass.
We'll go Limits.
You know mine is.
Limits, Kabali, Bob, and Jim. I have an unbelievable choice here. I think their opening day quarterback is going to be Joe Flacco. Limits?
I think it's going to be Mason Rudolph with a rookie first round pick waiting in the wings for Mason to struggle after four games and it'd be like a Trubisky to Pickett situation.
Big boy?
I'm going out on a limb and say it's going to be Brett
Favre.
Mason Rudolph the third.
Mason Rudolph?
Brett Mason Rudolph the third.
I thought he was going to say Brett Favre. We no, could do Brett, the whole Packers
his,
thing,
his real
Bob.
First name's Brett, so Brett Rudolph.
They could bring in Bart Starr in a couple of years and complete
the triumvirate.
Are we
assuming they're going to draft somebody in the first round? Is that the assumption?
Bob, who's going to be their starting quarterback again, next year in game one?
If they're going to draft one, he's not going to start.
But they're,
game
but
one,
they're not going to start him.
If they're going to draft one in the first round, you
give me
start
a name.
Him.
No, they won't. They didn't with Pickett.
Fernando
yeah, but
Mendoza.
Some guys have done that. No, they're not going to be up there. Will Howard. That's your money.
Wow.
Oh, Limits is getting mad.
Will Howard.
I mean, you're playing a game and you have Joe Flacco. What am I supposed to do? What kind of question is that?
You just came in from the top rope like Benzie at a Tomlin news conference.
I asked you. First of all, if they draft a quarterback in the first round, he will be the starter, in my view.
Okay. Week one.
Yes.
All right.
And if it's not, then what else do you do? Do you bring in a free agent again? Who else is going to be out there?
With the current regime, they're not going to.
Who's it going to be?
They're not
Jim?
Going to start a rookie.
They're not going to say.
I was
going to
say.
Already.
I was actually going to go, but where Bob went. I'm trying to think of who's a backup quarterback on a team in the NFL right now that might be available because
Kyler Murray.
That's kind of a ooh.
That's an interesting one.
Well, he'd be like Justin Fields 2.0 because right.
He could
play
for the Buccas during the summer.
Yeah, you know,
he'd
can
fit
he hit?
Right in. No.
Can he hit?
That's why he'll bat leadoff.
He couldn't hit. I'm trying to think of the last bad leadoff hitter they've had. Oh, wait a minute. Whoever it was last year. I just think, can I just go blanket? It's going to be some guy. It's going to be an NFL journeyman who is not on the roster right now. And Kyler Murray, I guess, doesn't qualify
Kyler Murray's
as a journeyman.
A nice pick. What about Flacco?
I think even he's too old. I can't see Rodgers coming back based on what's going on right now.
No.
I can't either.
Here's the – can I just weigh in on the Ben's comments? And I do like listening to Ben.
Ben's comments
about
on,
the going rogue.
About like, okay. Well, it was he either said that Rodgers went rogue or that Artie and Tomlin said just call the game yourself. It was hard to tell which.
Well, I thought one of the advantages to bringing Rodgers in, like I thought it was with Russell Wilson last year, is that he'd just do what he wanted to do because he's got enough experience. You get behind center, whether it's under center, whatever. And you look over the defense, and if you don't like what the play has been called into your headset, you check out of it and go into something that you know is going to, or you are confident is going to work based on all the years of experience you've had in the league.
Yeah.
And Rodgers, to me, hasn't really done that so far.
If he did go rogue,
and they finally started moving the ball, even though it was probably too late.
Let him go rogue again?
Why does that account to handing the ball to Kenneth Gainwell on 4th and 2? On 4th down,
not to mention 3rd and 9.
Well, that as well. Oh, but
what are they doing, Kabbali?
Don't forget, Joe. If they had blocked everybody, we wouldn't be talking about this.
Wait, one other quick question because we have to go and Limits is freaking out. Give me a yes or a no. T.J. Watt has lost a step. Yes.
Yes.
No. Maybe a half a step.
Yes.
And his mind. Yes.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.